21 minutes past 9 o'clock, you are listening to Tonight with me, Lester. Now, the South African Satanic Church has launched in February. They say their mission is to educate the public to what above board satanic religious practice is. But also importantly, they say, to address the misconceptions that currently exist in South Africa as a result of the satanic panic and how Satanism has been wrongfully portrayed in the media. They also want to provide a platform where like-minded individuals can meet and enjoy what fellowship with other Satanists and seekers. Riaan Swiggelaar is the co-founder of the South African Satanic Church, joins us on the line. Riaan, thanks so much for coming on air with us.
Absolutely. How are you this evening?
I'm very good, thank you. I was quite surprised that the South African Satanic Church was only founded in February. Is that correct? I thought it would have, you know, a grouping of like-minded people would have been formalized and organized for quite some time already.
Yes. The truth is, the process of registering the organization has been like a 4-year process of, you know, a collective people talking about it, and it was just the right time to actually go public. But it has, in fact, been 4 years in the making.
What was that process like? Are you registered as a non-profit? Are you registered as a religious organization? How do you define yourselves?
Okay, so we are, at the moment, we are two co-founders, and then we also have a church council of 7 other people. So that's in terms of the council, but we are a registered religious organization as it, from February, with the Department of Social Development.
And why? Why formalize an organization, many people would ask, or I would ask.
Yes, absolutely. So, like you also said, you know, the important thing is there was no organization that officially represented Satanism in South Africa. And as you probably know, around the world, there's already various organizations representing Satanism as a religion. So that was the motivation.
It's very, very interesting. And I must say, I watched a documentary last year. It's called Hail Satan.
Correct.
It was fascinating. Yes. Essentially, it spoke to, if we're going to have religious freedom for one or a few religious organizations or groups or faith-based organizations, however people want to classify themselves, then you should also have freedom of religion then for everyone and how they define themselves. Is that similar to your mission, your message here in South Africa?
It is similar, but added on, I mean, when I discovered, you know, Satanism by myself, there wasn't really a organized organization or any representation. I kind of had to find my way through the dark, so to speak, until I met fellow Satanists, and we became a very close-knit group of people. So it's also to have that platform for individuals who feel that they resonate with the philosophy, and then be able to meet like-minded people.
What is the philosophy of Satanism?
So the main philosophy of Satanism is it's undefiled wisdom of yourself. It is living completely free without the guilt that a lot of the other religions are involved, you know, like doing. So we are in essence saying that there is nothing wrong with our natural instincts. Mm. And it's also getting to know yourself and being the optimum version of who you are. Mm.
We are speaking to Riaan Swiggelaar. He's the co-founder and presiding reverend of the SA Satanic Church. You have any comments or have any questions for him? Give us a call, 021-446-0567, or drop us a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Look, I grew up in the 90s. I grew up when there was satanic panic around every corner, and that at this particular school there was Satanism, or there was a documentary, or the South African police occult unit. I can't believe we actually have an occult unit in the South African police. And that was all much of a vibe, and that was, you know, it was drummed into us, the dangers of Satanism. So I must admit, my my perspective, that as well with my very religious, not very religious, but a religious and faith-based upbringing as a particular yes. perspective. But I'm open to discuss and I'm open to talk and find out a viewpoint. What do you say about the negative connotations, particularly from religious people
yes.
regarding Satanism?
Of course. So myself, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, you know, myself, and it was also kind of the beginning of the satanic panic era. And I grew up in a, you know, very Afrikaans, middle-class Christian household myself. So, I mean, you know, as a child as well, I kind of feared these things because I didn't really know what Satanism was. And Satanism, unfortunately, still gets confused with devil worship, which is completely something else. So if we look at devil worship, that is almost like Christianity in reverse, whereas Satanism, we do not even acknowledge the being that people refer to as the devil. We see Satan as an archetype.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
The archetype would be the embodiment or the expression of oneself and one's own liberties and freedoms.
Correct. Yes.
And wants and desires and all that rolled into one.
Yes. So if you look at the original, the Hebrew word that Satan was translated from, it is the opposer. It is the adversary against religious tyranny. That is the word adversary and opposer is the original translation. So that's why we take that archetype and we embrace it.
Mm. Plenty of questions regarding the side aspects. Someone's asking, is 666 the sign of Satan? I know it's referenced in Revelations in the Bible. Where yes. do you fall on 666?
So 666 is actually a occult number. Occultism is, we can say linked to Satanism, but it is not everything that Satanism is. But the number 666 is the number of the beast, which again is Satan. So it's not necessarily the devil's number, but it is the number of the beast, meaning the, let's call it the dark side of humanity.
And I just watched a documentary this week, Unpacking 666, and in fact, the theories are that it's actually linked to Emperor Nero of the Roman Empire of early Christian yes. Christianity.
But, yeah, which was the earlier occultism, as I mentioned, yes.
A lot of people think it is standing in graveyards and swinging cats. Do you?
No, as it clearly states in the Satanic Bible, as we do not practice and we do not condone animal and or human sacrifice. So we don't practice it. I've never met a Satanist, and I know hundreds of Satanists, so I've never met a Satanist who actually do that. And like I said, we do not even condone it. We actually believe as the inheritors of the earth that we should be looking after animals and looking after their rights.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about your story, Ryan. You intimated a little bit earlier that you grew up in a religious household, a Christian religious
yes.
household. Just what was the epiphany for you? Where did you decide that, you know, you became interested in Satanism,
yeah.
that you want to follow it, and now you are
absolutely.
A reverend in the Satanic Church?
Yes. So just to also maybe mention that a reverend is really a job title. But I was a pastor in a Christian church more than 20 years ago. So I'm a qualified pastoral counselor. But so I left the Christian ministry 17 years ago. And then I started working as a spiritual advisor or a psychic, as some people call it. And in the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, I've researched many religions, et cetera, and it was almost curiosity. And then when I read the Satanic Bible the first time, which was a little over 5 years ago, immediately I saw myself or recognized myself in that.
Would you first have to have a question of faith before you pick up the Satanic Bible, or did you have pick up the Satanic Bible first and then question your Christian faith?
No, I've never met people who, you know, leave the Christian faith and become Satanists. I also don't think that Satanists are made or converted. We believe that Satanists are born Satanists, coming from the point of questioning things, never feeling that you belong in any type of religion that revere external deities. So it is really about recognizing yourself when you first get to meet or get to read Satanic philosophy, that you actually recognize yourself in that. So it's not a matter of converting. So I would definitely say it's questioning things first and questioning the meaning and the reason behind certain things and questioning human behavior first before actually finding Satanism, if it makes sense.
Are you still in contact with your religious family and how do they accept you?
Absolutely. Yes, I am. We agree to disagree. both my parents are very, very devout Christians. It's really not a matter of we have to believe the same thing. I mean, we completely respect each other, as we also, you'll never find a Satanist disrespecting other people's beliefs. We also actually believe that Christianity and other religions, Islam, Hinduism, all of that, has its place in society, and that everybody needs to make that choice as what religion would they like, what works for them. Mm-hmm. And we are really just here to uphold the religious plurality in South Africa.
Would you want to work towards Satanism being recognized as a religious organization, as a faith-based group? Is the goal to not recognize any religious organization in how it pertains to the state?
Well, Satanism is already recognized as a religion since 2006.
In South Africa?
It's written into the constitution as a religious path. So it's already recognized. And also that's why I think the day we actually decided to register as an organization, the actual process of the documentation took 2 days. And like I said, the decision to do it took 4 years. But when we actually got to the point where donors and our corporate sponsors and things were in place, it literally took 2 days for the registration process.
When you meet people, do you identify to them as a Satanist? And if they ever were to ask what religion do you follow, and you say Satanism, without seeming or sounding sarcastic or making a joke, what usually is their reaction?
Well, this is very a very good question, because obviously since we started this organization, Audrey and myself have decided to be the face of the organization, where the majority of our members still stay anonymous because of prosecution and the fear of prosecution. So, I mean, the moment people ask me, I'm very honest and open about it. I don't think anybody should be ashamed of being a Satanist. We're not doing anything illegal or anything wrong. It's usually the start, you know, when you either say, you know, I'm a Satanist, and the way people respond, it's either going to engage with you in conversation or they're going to be repulsed by it.
Rian Swicola, co-founder and presiding reverend of the South African Satanic Church. I'm absolutely interested in this concept of religious freedom for all.
Yes.
But at the same time, plenty of messages which I don't think I should even be asking, but still, I don't know if this is being sarcastic or whether people really believe this. I'm just gonna ask it. Asking, are Satanists imbued with any special powers like Christians who can talk in tongues and can heal the sick?
Well, to be very honest with you, because of the occult practices in Satanism, many Satanists practice as psychics and healers, but it is because of the occult side that Satanism has. And also, The moment people start asking you, well, what is the difference between, let's say, atheism and Satanism? It is because there's certain rituals and occult practices. That's the first thing that separates atheism from Satanism. Otherwise, it's very similar. We don't call them special powers. We just call them abilities.
Mm. Fascinating conversation. Riaan Swichela, co-founder and presiding reverend of the South African Satanic Church. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for clearing up a lot. Wishing you well.
Yeah, thank you so much, and hail Satan.
Cheers, mate. Have a good night.